All right, this is Commissioner Brooks. Call the meeting back to order at 9:55. We're coming out of executive session. No decisions have been made and no business is being brought forward. Right now, we do have a need to discuss on the open record with the clerk and the controller and potential schedule, it looks like, for the upcoming budget season. So welcome. Welcome, Ms. Winslow.
Morning, Chairman.
Morning.
Our office was just hoping to get on the record to have a discussion about the schedule, the agenda for the upcoming budget, kind of see where expectations lied. Any outliers that we may have going into this budget season. Hoping to have a discussion about that, especially with the departure of our COO. We wanted to kind of get an idea of how questions, conversations regarding the budget should be handled moving forward as well. So I think to start, if we could take a look at our proposed schedule. We had kind of just taken what we had built out for last year and just moved those dates ever so slightly to coincide with this calendar year. And when we sent it to Jenin, she was very thoughtful and expedient in correcting and highlighting some of the problematic dates. So it took her about 5 minutes to find a litany of issues. So, I guess we just maybe like to review that first and see if we can come up with some more dates that fit the board's agenda.
I can see a couple of things on here that I would like to be removed, but I don't know if we want to discuss that now, or as far as the timeline and everything, it looks great to me.
And I think, Chairman, it's just going to be a working process between the clerk's office and the board, and everybody that has to, hopefully, has been trained to own their budget. We're going to have to step carefully because of legislative actions and the projects that we're involved in to ensure that we move forward in a thoughtful way. There's a lot happening right now in Kenyon County, and we have a vested interest, everyone, in ensuring that that goes forward in a positive way. So it will require a high level of coordination and communication.
Agreed. Yeah, Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, you'll notice maybe one of the outliers and things I'd like to draw to your attention on the agenda is the fact that our office did suggest or propose that the compensation discussion, at least the first proposal for that, and the Employee Health Trust Board discussion, we did move those closer to the front of the budget schedule.
Yeah.
I know in previous years, we've had those discussions kind of towards the latter part of the budget. With some discussions we've had with other clerks and just the way other budgets are built out, we thought it would be helpful if we moved those to the front and kind of had that conversation from the jump.
Right. I think that's a good idea. And then, Chairman, I don't know how we planned to move forward with information from the Health Trust Board, but I think that you're intuitive in selecting to have that toward the front because there's not really an option to not fund that to make sure that those needs are met out of that pool. And I looked at a report last week, and so maybe even sooner than this date, we need to meet with the Health Trust Board and get a feel for what's coming out for expenses, what's going in for revenues, and what's coming out for claims, which is the same thing. But
I have a question for legal. Now that we've been handed this, is this going to go on the agenda as an attachment? So if that's the case, then Commissioner Van Beek, I don't want this going on there as printed.
Okay.
It's your discretion to post it. It's not a requirement that it be posted on the website.
Okay, so we can either talk about what we would like to change now to post it, or we just decide not to post it, I guess, in my opinion.
And I'm open to the idea, Chairman.
And the reason I'm saying that is I don't want to give people the impression that it's a possibility, maybe, that they're going to get to apply and receive funding when we did not fund them last year.
Oh, and I understand what you're saying on that. So I think maybe the prefacing statement that we need to make is that this is strictly a draft document that's dynamic and subject to change. And there's, even though this, whether it gets posted or not, if this is, there's nothing set in stone. We're trying to navigate our way through that, and it's going to definitely be a function of what we have available for revenue and what we have currently in process for expenses. And I would appreciate your feedback. I looked at the amended 389 bill. It doesn't appear to apply to larger counties or provide a whole lot of relief for us, maybe smaller counties, but it's still going to be a tiptoe through the tulips, just given the number of projects that we've been able to move forward and the careful budgeting strategy that we've been in the process of. So that's my comments.
In that particular bill, I'm not a big fan of it at all. The big one I think that will affect us is the foregone.
Mm-hmm.
If we got to take the 2% for the last shot, then I had hoped that the foregone would still be available so we could just continue to chip back at the 1% until it was recouped. But I don't know. I'm really hoping that enough people do not like this that it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, and Chairman, I want to, there's enough history now, but the long-term implications of decisions that were made before Clerk Uresti, this board, were in play, we're living those out. It's difficult. So no disrespect intended, but I'm saying those consequences are there.
Yeah. Okay. Commissioner Van Beek, Controller Wilmot did obviously watermark this document draft as well, so it will be posted with that giant draft behind it, so that should clear up, hopefully.
Yeah, as long as if someone goes back to search, I don't want them to say, but you posted, but I'm saying this is a draft document, and we will be working through, just like every household budget, this county budget will be subject to a lot of scrutiny and conservative positions on how we spend given the legislative actions again and where we're at with capital projects and the response to what we need in the community for public safety and other concerns that we've been very proactive on as the county grows.
I like the idea of posting it. I think it matches our transparency.
Okay.
Unless you have an objection, I just want to put on the record the two bullet points that I want removed before we post this still with draft is the advocates and the Valley Regional Transit.
And I will validate that those were not included in last year's budget. And so that's staying, it says application only, but given, again, the budget priorities, this, I'm in favor if what you're suggesting is that we remove those.
Thank you. I appreciate your consensus on that. That's we've done this long enough that if somebody sees this on there, they're going to think that they should be receiving an application from us and that they are going to be considered. And I really don't want to give them the
thought of that. Yeah, and 3 years ago, I think we were intentional on going through and looking at what we believed county taxpayers were responsible for funding, and we narrowed it down to what created the, there were criteria, the greatest community benefit. So there, in that process, we evaluated what they were giving back in exchange for the taxpayer dollars that were allocated for that.
And I'm just looking here. Jenin did get it right as usual. So I'm just looking at some of the dates there towards the end of this process. So, and I do like, again, how we are scheduled to be done with this a couple weeks early, just in case something comes up.
Chairman, Commissioner, one of the kind of, like we were discussing the schedule, I know in the past we've tried to avoid Mondays. But I think last year we did have a couple towards the end there to kind of get some stuff in there. I just wasn't sure how you felt about Monday meetings. I know we don't usually do Fridays either, but I guess if I had one or the other, I'd rather do a Monday than a Friday.
I'm on board with you there, yes.
Yeah, and I think those were held as prep days, not necessarily not business days, but it's preparing for, and so if we need that as a day to conduct business in preparation for a final budget process or tentative, suggested, whatever it is,
yeah.
I'm totally in favor of that.
Okay. That just kind of helps squeezing in
sure.
the yellow days that are on here if there was maybe Monday availability from
sure.
From you all. So mm-hmm. I'm just curious how you felt about that.
We feel good.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll work with Denon and Diane and trying to figure that out.
Okay.
And then I guess the last piece is, I guess the end of this, are you okay with this coming from our office and your office together to when we get this mm-hmm. finalized and all that to be sent out to everyone?
I think so, yeah. And our commitment is to help in whatever capacity. We want to work together, and Jess is no stranger to leadership in Kenyon County, and Kyle's got a couple of budget cycles under his belt. And Sarah, what a great asset you are to have you here too. So we'll just step through it together.
Perfect. Yeah. I guess, yeah, just note that it does state when the clerk's office budget letter will kick off, and we will, before or around that date, we will send out, my office will send out notification to all the DAs and folks that build budgets, the notice for the training through UNA to start actually being able to build their budgets through UNA. So just be aware
okay.
that around the same time that the budget letter comes out, we'll be letting folks know when that UNA budget training will happen.
Okay.
Should have a good solid month of time to be able to input their data into UNA before the workshops begin.
And Chairman, I have a question for
yeah.
the clerk. Is your intent, I know you have templates from Clerk Hogeboom, and is your intent to present in that, just to have a conservative posture as they go forward in this next year?
Yeah. Obviously, Rick and I are two different people. He's slightly more experienced and slightly more verbose than I am. But my thought is, you know, to take the wisdom of my team and
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of my own, I guess, personal viewpoints as well, how we approach this budget cycle. But and just to talk about the facts, talk about, you know, that it's my first budget, talk about that
yeah.
it's our first budget with UNA, and you know, kind of the state of where we are.
Yeah.
As a county and prepare something that gets everyone ready for this fiscal year.
Sounds awesome. Okay, thank you.
Is UNA up and running right now, or like are DAs in it already?
Commissioners, yes, we had that UNA training, I believe, when you were out.
Okay.
And I believe we got the majority of people, I think there's maybe a handful that are either working or to get in contact with me to provide more of a singular one-on-one training with them to go over that in my office for that. But yeah, we had a good turnout with the all the people that are usually involved in the budget process and how to go over using UNA to run reports and or set up in UNA, we call it a dashboard that's in there to be able to easily view their budgets and get it to where it is in a simplistic nature and actually looks a little bit like Power Plan, and that it's just right there available the very first time you log in, so you don't actually have to kind of click around inside of it. It's just available for you.
Yeah. And Chairman, if I did attend the first day of UNA training, and one of the things that I think would be helpful is to schedule so that you can have one person at a computer in the training lab so that they can actually log in and ask questions as you're there and trying to set up a dashboard. And then the other thing, I don't know where we're at with that, but I had heard that IT is currently trying to work on, there was to be an interface with the notes from Power Plan. And so if they can extract that and have that available in UNA, I think that would be desirable. I don't know where we're at with that, but.
Yes, Commissioner Van Beek, we met with IT last week. I think it was last
okay.
week. And we kind of set up a plan going forward for this budget cycle and how that would work. We believe we are going to just let Power Plan stay up so they can go in that to see their notes. And then the long-term plan is to extract all the notes from Power Plant and have those either available in a type of kind of database reporting function so that we could go look at the historical notes from, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago that are available in there. We're working with IT and how to get that set up to where it's available to the people of the county that use that budgeting process. Excuse me. But we think just for ease, we may have just Power Plant up so you could just go in there and see what you put in for notes last year. And then once we get this budget process and the notes inside UNA for this year, it'll be available in there. It'll be an easier function going forward.
And just as a question mark, a placeholder, because I have an inquiring mind, was the extraction of data from Power Plant to UNA, wasn't that part of our contract? I'm curious why that did not come over.
So Commissioner Van Beek, it was part of the process. While meeting with them, we are able to pull out the notes and extract them in there, but the way the notes are in and how the data is pulled out from Power Plant and then uploaded to UNA, the notes are a separate function. It's not what I would say attached to like a budget number. It's a totally different, almost like two different database kind of system styles. So we can pull the notes for, we could pull the commissioner's notes all in a PDF format, and then there's an attach function in UNA, and that's how they could be attached in UNA for like FY26 going into 27. So that was the extraction level that they could be pulled out and put in there.
Yeah. Maybe we needed a little bit more fine tuning on what that looked like from UNA. I don't know.
We were like, oh, maybe it'll look all nice and neat, kind of how it is. You know, how it was in Power Plant, it would just pull over and, you know, whatever budget line 5 something something, that note would kind of go over. But in reality, what it is all of them will just go, and then you can just click attach, kind of like an email. You can click attach, and then there'll be a PDF that you can click and open, and it'll have all the notes for that prior year with that. But yeah, we met with IT, and we're going to try to get that into a way that will be easier to read and go through going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
Chairman, yeah, I guess last thing, I would just ask, is there anything from last year? I mean, we plan to just kind of roll over a lot of the same things that we did last year as far as like reporting and you know, the way that we displayed information from last year. But is there anything in particular that you really liked or really didn't like? Things that you thought were really useful or things that you maybe thought were a waste of time, just that you could think of off the top of your head?
I liked, Chairman, the ability so that we can have it compiled. I mean, I know we have UNA, but given a new system, the compilation of a budget book was always historically, and I know that that's what the chief operating officer did as well. You can take notes on it. You can kind of get a feel for what that looks like. That, I thought, was a good thing to have, and that, especially where we've got maybe a note issue. I'm not sure. So I like that. And then I would say, too, sorry, I know you want to, maybe I'll let you address that first.
So I guess, Commissioner, just for clarification purposes, are you talking about kind of that packet of information that we would provide or that you would also get that would have like the 2 or 3 years worth of kind of historical budget information in there, and then it would kind of give a breakdown of what they're wanting to do inside their budgets? Is that what you're talking about, of how if there is something new, if they're trying to do some capital projects?
Right, right.
It's filled out inside so that you can see why it is a change or what's going on.
Yeah. So to the clerk's point where you're talking about keeping a lot of that stable, there are obviously going to be a dynamic process, but if there's things that are they've been paying for that are going to fall off, that's a scenario. If there are projects that they're going to embark on or that we're in the middle of, that's going to be represent a different difference in, you know, adding to the budget. So some of those things that we're involved in, whether it's moving forward with the women's detention facility or the closure of this project, whatever that looks like, I think to clearly highlight those pluses and minuses will be helpful for your office and helpful for us. Some of that we're not going to be able to not pay. And so as we look at what the foregone, what the new construction, all of that looks like, the property tax call, we're going to probably have to back into that number pretty carefully. So.
Yes, Commissioner, as far as I think in the discussions that we've had tentatively, I think that process will, kind of that packet of information should stay the same.
Okay.
It may just be, you know, maybe tidied up a little bit, but
sure.
the meat and potatoes of it should all be there.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good.
I don't really have anything. I mean, last year seemed to go pretty well. So.
Cool. Anything else?
Don't say too much, Sarah. Okay.
Well, Chairman, I move we adjourn if that's all.
It's 10:15.
Actually, can I?
Yeah. I'll ignore your motion if you want to keep talking.
Well, I wanted to ask, and maybe there's no new news, but it had to do with, I'll just have to ask afterwards. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So I move we adjourn.
Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.